K-Rock 955, this is a wash-up thanks to Goddings Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. Time to talk GDFL, and yesterday North Geelong made it 2-from-2 with a 15-9-99 to 11-9-75 win over the Belmont Lions at Keith Barclay Oval. The coach of the Magpies, he's in his first year in charge and he's made a super start out at Magpie Land. I do speak of Aiden George. Aiden, firstly, congratulations on the first 2 weeks. His coaching cape is pretty easy.
Thanks, Kingy. I wouldn't say it's easy, mate. It's a bit of reward for a fair bit of hard work, not only for myself, I guess, but for the playing group. So, if you had said we were going to be a 2-and-zip start, I'd take that every day of the week.
You went up to Werribee Centrals in round one and got the 4 points, but I suspect you would have said to the boys, it's all well and good to get the 4 points in round one, but if you can't back it up at home the following week, it probably doesn't mean a lot.
Yeah, definitely. And Werribee was a game where I thought could definitely go either way. We had hoped that we'd come away with a win, but obviously you don't hear too much out of Werribee, so you don't know what they're going to produce and who they've got. And look, we were very happy with a win up there, and I guess in the way we went about it and got the points coming from behind late, which was really good. But yeah, it was very important that we backed it up against Belmont on the weekend, and we were lucky enough to do that.
Yep. A game of real momentum shifts. I think you kicked 6 goals either side of quarter time and got a handy buffer, got out by 37 points when Luke Parker goaled at the 14-minute mark. And then in the third quarter, you led by 30 points, and then Belmont banged on 6 goals and led by 9 at three-quarter time.
Yeah, definitely. And that was, look, we set the game up early through some really good ball movement and structured play, and we really let ourselves down in the third quarter. So just couldn't get our hands on the football, and to Belmont's credit, they really bounced back and challenged us. And I thought that they would definitely have their period where they would get back into the game, and we just couldn't kind of wrestle that momentum back. And that was probably the most disappointing part of the day. But to the boys' credit, we were good enough in the end to fight back and show that bit of character that we'd shown the week before and pinch the game.
Yeah, 6 consecutive goals to start the last quarter to win by 24 points. What was your message at three-quarter time when you find yourself in a 9-point hole?
I think we just had to go back to that, probably beating us around the football and putting their head over the football and winning those 50-50 contests. So we just had to get back to winning the footy, and I felt like if we could do that, we had enough fitness in our legs to run out the game. So, look, I was pretty disappointed with the boys that we'd let, I guess, all the hard work from the first half slip. But to their credit, they bounced back and we're good enough to overrun sides, but we've got to definitely address that, because we can't keep letting sides get a run on and get back into the games.
The obvious thing out of all this, though, is that the gloss has been taken off by the injury to Daniel Key. Can you give us an update on where Keyes at? A club great, played in the Premiership, coached the club. What happened and where's he at?
Yeah, so Keyes unfortunately went down probably within the first, say, 3 or 4 minutes yesterday. He got tackled in the centre of the ground. He's re-injured or re-broken the leg that he broke last year. So, look, it was definitely pretty deflating for the group for 5 or 10 minutes, knowing what Keyes had to go through to get himself back and in a position to front up and play football again. I think there was probably periods of time last year where people around the club were concerned that he may not front up again. But to his credit, he's done a hell of a lot of work away from the footy club to get himself back. And unfortunately, 2 weeks in, well, a game and, say, 5 minutes, probably going to lose him for a fair whack of the year. So, look, I spoke to him last night. He's in as good a spirit as you could possibly be. I think he's optimistic about returning. But, look, he's got a little bit to think about with obviously life away from football and a young family and work and all those kind of things that he needs to address in the next couple of weeks. So, look, we'll stick by him. And, look, I'm optimistic that we might get him back later in the year, but I also understand that he's been through quite a bit the last, say, 12 months. So, we'll just support him and see how he comes, yep. Comes along.
Does it need surgery?
At this point, no. So pretty sure it's just a displaced fracture, which is not a bad case. Obviously, there's a bit of swelling and all that, so he's got to have, I think, another scan in a week or so, but yeah, he's in a boot. as of now. And yeah, I think that'll be probably a 6 to 8 week period before he's even looking at running again. So yeah.
Okay, fingers crossed. He's played some great footy, obviously, not just at North Geelong, but also with South Barwon and Grovedale as well. Well, you get a break now. Aiden, chance to reflect on the first couple of weeks and look forward to what should be an entertaining game against East Geelong back at home on April 27. The Eagles have been more than competitive through the opening fortnight with a win over Anarchy and then pushing Winchelsea down there last night as well. Well done on your start. Great to have you in the GDFL. People have been raving about North Geelong and how they've come along over summer, and it's a testament to the work you've done. Well done, and look forward to talking to you throughout the year.
Good on you, Kingy. Thanks, mate.